What is the lifespan of this mine that Montana Resources is running?
I can't really tell you, but it was around 20 years or so. But you're right. It's something that you have to think about, and Butte has to think about. But I'm sure if they looked hard enough, there might be, you know, there's on the flats there, there's, you know, under all that alluvium, that's the stuff that come off the mountain and filled up the valley there. You know, there's good ore bodies. It's similar to what's on the north end of the mining district. See, in the mining district is on the periphery, it's silver and manganese. Emma was a manganese mine, and those kind of zinc, those three. And then you got in closer, it's like a onion with rings. And then in the center was copper and high grade and even tin ore. But it's like this, but the one end is truncated off and buried, so you don't know what's underneath there. But we did do drilling there, and that was right about the end, and we're going to do more, and then we shut down. So, yeah, it's a great place. How do you think about Butte?
I think mining is what built it, but it is also, in a way, what has killed it.
In which way?
Well, the Berkeley tore down half the town, you know. You know, so there's that. But I worry about Butte, you know, especially when you see how busy Missoula is.
Oh, yeah, well, I agree with that. But what's the, you know, as long as the mines were there, nobody looked for anything in Butte. They thought they're going to be there forever and ever and ever. In its heyday, I guess, you know, it would be great to have lived in Butte. You know, when Al Jolson came and all the other stuff.
But those days are gone.
Yeah. That's life.